the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome back to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains, here, right here. This is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, straight from Holland, we have Helen Argerou. She is a drummer. She is a neuroscience phenom. She is working with people to help us beat our brains into submission, to work with our hearts, our spirits, to create some balance and some harmony in times of uncertainty. I'm so glad to have her here with us to talk about what's going on there in Holland, the response to the pandemic that's going on, and also give us some tricks and tools on how we'll be able to survive during these chaotic times. Hello, and welcome to On the Edge, Helen.
Hello, April Mahoney, and all you wonderful people out there in the United States and around the world. I'm very glad to be joining you and very glad to meet you in a deeper way, April.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Brains, I need you to be patient with us because Zoom is on overload, okay? Everybody is on it, from teaching their children to trying to conduct business to providing information. So if you see a little sputtering or, you know, break in it, don't take it personal. Just listen to the information because that is what is key. The visual is secondary. So tell us a little bit, Helen, about you and the work that you do there in Holland.
So firstly, it's a third country I'm living in at the moment. I used to live in South Africa. I'm actually from Greek origin Cypriot parents, which means they were born on the island Cyprus, and I lived there for the last 13 years. And then moved here to the Netherlands for many reasons, but very excited to be here as well because it's one of the most progressive and diverse countries in the world. A lot of different cultures mixing in. So for me, it's really an interesting time in the world. I think some of us were prepared for this time, some not so much, but really some interesting things for us to talk about today. And certainly being here in Europe, I might have a different kind of vision and a different kind of view of things from other people listening today. So it would be nice to just have this chat and see what we can do to help each other.
Well, there is a different perspective, and I tell people all the time, this is 5G. This is unprecedented. This is of monumental proportion. This is global. It is touching all of us, and it is humbling all of us, teaching us to be more gentle to the earth, to more gentle to one another, to listen, to pay attention, to look at our resources, to look at our finances, everything. What is going on there in the Netherlands? You know, and Brains, let me tell you something. I have just been turned on to the Netherlands. I've had like five guests from the Netherlands, and they are extremely progressive as what's going on with women and with culture. So tell me a little bit about how the people there are responding.
Well, we've had a lockdown for a few weeks now. I think it's the second week it's getting more serious as a lockdown. So there's more insistence that people stay at home. I do have some friends who haven't been well out there, and I've been hearing the reality from them, what it looks like to be ill at this time. And then I have friends in Spain. And in fact, I run these global leader summits with women from around the world and conferences for women of truth. So in that network, I'm accessing really a global community of female leaders around the world talking about this issue and looking at how we can mobilize our leadership at the moment to really help guide and support people. So you can see that in Europe, there's quite a serious issue in Italy and Spain, very seriously hit. Netherlands, not that much, but definitely there are very serious cases and concerns about the health system crashing. And I know there are countries that are sort of behind in terms of the speed of catching up with the virus, like in Africa, South Africa. People are very much off the internet there. They have a lot of what's called load shedding. And there's a concern then about how to really support people that are also not accessing a community kind of conversation like the ones we're able to have when we're online. We are very fortunate that we have technology while we go through this. So some people are not able to have that. Some do. And so there are, you know, many different ways that I think people are going through this time. But certainly in the Netherlands, we have a lockdown and we are taking it quite seriously to protect the health system mainly. That's the issue.
Everything is about to melt down. Talking about meltdown, I had a meltdown. Yes, brains, I had a meltdown, an emotional meltdown because of being isolated. And I talk a good game, you know, but I also have to walk my truth. I went out and I saw a couple things. One young woman, you know, she was trying to make her money. They were selling corn through a cart. No gloves, flipping her hair, connecting one-on-one with people. I was that woman that called the health department. On a normal day, I would have never done that, you know, but again, not paying attention. I went to the pharmacy. I had to stand in line. I had to answer a health questionnaire just to pick up my mother's medication. I had to stand 6 feet apart. That was extremely unnerving. There was another line when you got inside. And then I asked the pharmacist for a consultation and she had the nerve to tell me, oh, okay, do what you feel is best. That's why I'm consulting you. So my emotions went from a flicker to a flame just with those two things. So I can only imagine what people are feeling that don't have access to healthcare, that don't have access to communication, that don't have the resources. Give us some suggestions. How can we at least calm the hell down?
Yeah, it's a really, really good time to be practicing all of what you've heard about in yoga classes, in meditation conversations, in any book you've been reading about personal health and personal development. I think this is a time where our mind is very easily triggered into a stressful state because we're already sitting with a certain amount of concern about our own survival. There's adrenaline in the body, and that adrenaline sits there all day. Whenever you get stressed, you have that adrenaline. Now, if you're in situations like this where you're forced into isolation or forced to change your habits, you can really just empathize with people in prisons, people who've been in wars, people who are in isolation because they're lonely and people don't visit them. These people, all of those kind of circumstances are similar to the one that we're going to experience now, because our normal coping mechanisms, our normal ways of unleashing our energy or our stress are not available to us. So that adrenaline in the body is then increasing. And as it increases to a certain point, it needs to just let rip or explode. And if you can do that rather incrementally every single day, so I would suggest to you, you do three very important things. You make sure that you are drinking a lot of water every day. And if you need to follow advice to stay safe from the virus, be drinking very, very warm water or hot water every hour. This is very good for the body to keep detoxing. It hydrates your system. It really helps your pathways stay very clear. And it's making you more aware of what's going on every time you do that. Second, make sure you're getting the sleep that you need. 8 hours is really advisable. Some people are too stressed to be sleeping well right now, but that's very important. And the third one is to be very conscious of your breathing. This is advice from a good friend of mine, Viola Edward, who's a breathwork trainer. This time to breathe, the slowing down that's really happening, is a very, very powerful benefit. Now, it's not possible to use that benefit if you don't consciously remind yourself that there is an enormous gift in slowing down like we've been asked to do. So you need to be thinking about that, that your brain is getting a chance to slow down. And if you go with this, there are real benefits, and we are not just turning a situation into a magical kind of pretty picture. We are actually catalyzing change right now. There is huge benefit to the planet without all these humans running around like we normally do. We are out of the rat race for the first time ever, and we are having to consider our nurturing and care for each other and our deep levels of connection and reprioritize our lives really in a massive way. In fact, we are building at this time the new world that we want to go back into. So if we keep resisting, it's just going to get harder. So how do we deal with that stress that's accumulating? You need to be moving as well. As long as you're hydrating, sleeping, and breathing consciously, you need to be moving. Circulation drops at this time. And when you go outside, it's a bit overwhelming that all this outside world you used to be in, you know, isn't so accessible. So find ways to do it a little bit more regularly, even if it's 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the evening. This is actually really useful just to get yourself de-stressing a little bit more regularly.
Absolutely. And make love. That's been a great stress reliever. You know, connect with the people that you love, you know?
Absolutely. Exactly.
If it's nothing but sitting there cuddling and holding hands. So you do other magical works. You are a drummer. Tell us a little bit about the drumming and how that also can heal the heart and the spirit, because I belong to a women's drum circle. And I'll tell you a quick story. I was in deep meditation one time and God calls me baby. And he says, baby, I have a gift for you. And I said, you do, Father? He says, yes. He says, but you need to change your circle of influence and you need to change your frequency before you can receive it. I was like, okay. I joined a women's drum circle. Let me tell you, Helen, I got in there and my chakras went crazy. For 3 or 4 days, I could not calm down. And so I come back to source and I say, you know, Father God, now I have this. What do I do with it? I incorporated it in another networking group. I walked in, I used that power, and I'm telling you, it just put me at a whole nother level. I've seen how drumming has healed the sick. I have seen how drumming has helped children with mathematics, and it really is good for the soul. So you are a drummer, and you're going to play a little bit for us as well, and tell us a little bit about how you got started with drumming and what that means to you.
Totally accidental. I was in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the southern part of Africa. There's a great place there called the Karoo. Wildflowers, as far as the eye can see in the summertime, springtime. And we went there for one of these underground parties when I was still a student at university. And there was, unfortunately, a stop to the whole plan because the generators that they brought were not working. So there was no music, no sound. Everyone was camping in the middle of nowhere. And we looked around thinking we were all absolute fools for buying into this idea. And now what were we going to do for 5 days with no music? So there were these two instruments sitting on a couch next to me. I started playing one. My friend came over, started joining me. Every time we were listening to each other and really connected, the people on the far distance horizon line would start moving their little bodies like this, and you would see a nice little silhouette in the distance. Every time it wasn't working and there was like a kind of crashing noise between me and my friend playing together and I was feeling frustrated, I would see those two people in the distance turn around, look at me, put their hands on their hips, didn't know who they were because they were so far, and really give me the message that there was an interruption to them enjoying the sunset. This really made me stop in life and think that actually there is an amazing thing going on when we are living any single moment. We are connecting with other people, whether we know it or not. And we are actually continuously communicating, whether we are conscious of it or not. This process with the drum was so fascinating because it helped me realize that when you build something that you're busy with in a constructive, loving, concentrated way, it has a very powerful effect out there. Mm-hmm. And when you're figuring it out and you're making sort of what we like to call mistakes, but really they're pathways to something different, and you're not quite sure about it, you also affect the world out there. And so that started my fascination with drumming. I decided there was something I absolutely needed to discover about this. So I did a lot of research. I was self-taught in the beginning. And then it was a few months later where I saw this incredible man, Sidi Sangarai was his name, from Mali, who was standing in front of me at this place called the Drum Cafe. And he went into a solo on the djembe drum, and in that moment I felt like his whole body was filled with light and he was full of such joy and laughter and sending all this amazing power and energy to everybody just because he was in such a synchronized state. Wow. So this gave me a message that if we focus ourselves really well on something, and if it happens to involve the laws of physics like a drum or an instrument like music does, we start to communicate with the vibrational field. And for many of us, we don't even know what that is, or we don't know how to touch it or connect with it yet. An instrument is a really good way. Painting creativity is another very good way. And in fact, I really suggest it for this time, because creativity will unlock a lot of your concerns. I'm stretching for my drum.
Yeah.
So now I play different drums. This one is called a tambourine.
So wait, before you start, because I'm going to have you lead us out with the playing.
Okay, so cool.
What I want you to do is I want you to be sure to tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to stay in touch with you online. If you are there in the Netherlands, wherever you are in the world, we are virtual now, brains. Okay. All you have to do is reach out and touch. Let's toast to one another before we actually conclude, because I want to conclude with the music. I want this vibration to transcend through the world. Here we go. All right. Here's to you, my sister. I love you.
And to you, April, thanks for all your beautiful gifts. And to everyone out there, let's all get through this together. It's a very, very powerful thing for us to do that, to get through this together. So cheers to everyone.
All right, brains, here we go.
We're playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we go.
Yeah, we play the tambourine in the church all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's very popular in churches.
Thank you so much. I love you. Stay in touch with me. I'm going to be on your show, and we're going to talk about what's going on, and we're going to get through this, right?
Yeah, one beat. For sure. Thank you
one
for
beat at a time.
Okay, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.